Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Now, Arkan did some research to, I think, push back to at least myself and certainly Mego as well, although, Mego, you like McCarthy better than me, on quarterbacks like J.J. McCarthy, who won a national title, and how they transitioned to the next level. And I was surprised at some of these answers that Arkan came up with.
Yeah, I was looking at it because I don't love McCarthy, but I also don't like Drake May. So I figure if it's between those two, I should craft an argument against Drake May here and for J.J. McCarthy. And the only one I could really think of...
He does love Bo Nix, though.
I do like Bo Nix.
Just so we know who he actually likes.
That's his Russell Wilson.
Yes,
that's
his guy, yeah. Not a huge fan of McCarthy or May either way. But McCarthy did win the championship last year. He was the quarterback in the BCS championship winning team. And so I went back the previous 10 years, which did cross over into the BCS with Jameis Winston in 2013. Then they changed it to a playoff, so it is two different systems. But either way, these were the championship quarterbacks. 2013, Jameis Winston with Florida State. 2014, Cardale Jones, Ohio State. 2015, Jake Coker, Alabama. Then it goes Deshaun Watson, Tua, Trevor Lawrence, Joe Burrow, Mac Jones, and 2 years of Stetson Bennett, who's in the league but is not with the team, with the Rams there. So basically that's 10 years. Four legitimately bad. Cardale Jones, Coker, Mac Jones, and Bennett, you could say, are all bust. But Mac Jones did play in a Pro Bowl, and so did Watson, so did Winston, so did Tua, so did Lawrence, and so did Joe Burrow. If you draft the BCS champion quarterback in the last 10 years, you had a 60% chance of drafting a guy who was a Pro Bowler, at least at one point in his career. A lot of these guys are still pretty young. Now, you want to lop off Winston and lop off Mac? Fine. That's still 40% chance.
Okay.
That's pretty good. I mean, considering like the bust rate on some of these quarterbacks, I'd say that's a pretty good percentage.
Another way to put it, if 60% of these national champions over the last 10 years wind up making a Pro Bowl, they're probably not a complete bust. Although Mac Jones feels like a whiff, and so does Jameis Winston. But I understand it's like a short-term or shorthand metric. I think that's a good exercise. Mego, if I asked you how many quarterbacks on this list you actually want, like, fine, they made Pro Bowls. How many quarterbacks on this list would you actually want? I feel like that answer is a lot smaller. I know you want Burrow.
Obviously.
Do you want Lawrence?
Yeah, I'd take Lawrence still. I know he hasn't lived up to his draft position and all the hype that was around him, but I'd still take that.
Tua?
Yeah.
Watson?
No.
Talent-wise.
I know, but it's just, that's too big of a
red flag. You hope no one you draft is
going to
end up being a pervert, but you know, like,
okay, but like
from a talent perspective,
okay, like,
it wasn't a bad pick.
Independent of all that, Deshaun Watson could be your week one starter this year.
No, not at this point.
Do you want that, Arkan?
No.
Do you even want Lawrence?
I'd take Lawrence.
Yeah, I'd take Lawrence.
I'd take Lawrence, and I'd take Tua. Like, who do I really feel good about
on
that list?
You know what this exercise shows me more than anything else? Pro Bowl sucks. Pro Bowl, winning a Pro Bowl, getting honored at the Pro Bowl as a quarterback doesn't mean that much.
Winning a Pro Bowl definitely means nothing.
No.
Getting selected to the
honor,
Pro Bowl, yeah.
Yeah, winning the selection.
But we're also
Pro
talking
Bowl.
About the difference between guys who played and started for a couple years and had at least one good year versus the Cardale Joneses and Stetson Bennetts of the world.
Right.
And
no,
some of the
I get
quarterbacks
it.
Who suck. So,
okay,
I mean,
but
like,
let me tell
you're talking about guys who were started and at least had one good year.
Yeah, let me tell you. I mean, some of those guys weren't first round picks either. And so, like, you know, I mean,
true.
Just look at some of the guys who were first round picks. Where was Cardale Jones selected? Third or fourth round?
Something like that, yeah. You know? Bennett was a fourth round pick.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, where
but
was
Mac
some of these
was
guys?
A first?
No, I understand that, yeah. But I'm just saying, like, the guys who were first round picks and won a national title, that might give you a better idea. But how many guys do I actually want on that list? Like, really want? I would probably take Tua, and I would probably take Trevor Lawrence. Do I feel great about those guys? No. Like, Burrow's really the answer. That's really it. And so, I think this is a good shorthand way to measure that J.J. McCarthy might not be a bust, but he also might not be a franchise quarterback, and I'm swinging for franchise quarterback. There's only one franchise quarterback on that list.
You don't think Trevor Lawrence is a franchise quarterback?
No, not yet.
I do.
Lawrence was horrible last year.
I know, but I still think, like, it's still early enough for
Fine.
Him.
But, like, if I have to
I'm still higher on Lawrence than I am on Tua.
If I have to answer right now, ooh, that's a good question. If I have to answer right now, is Trevor Lawrence a franchise quarterback? My answer is no. He hasn't been yet. And so maybe he can be, and maybe I'm just closing the door on him too quickly, but my answer is no.
What kind of steak does he order?
It's a good question.
Sirloin.
I like this. 37937. Everybody knows the number. If your steak doesn't have a bone in it, Jones, it's a chick cut of meat. Sorry.
Chick cut.
Is that right? If it doesn't have a bone in it, it's a chick cut of meat.
Bone free for chicks. Man steak's got a bone in it.
I saw the Twitch chat commented.
You know what I mean.
Twitch chat commented on a tomahawk stock. Tomahawk steak.
I like
tomahawk
those,
steak,
yeah.
Rather, yes.
It's like the Fred Flintstone steak.
Giant.
Yeah, I'm into those.
Is that,
I've only had that once.
Is I've
that
had
like
that
make,
once.
Is that Very making good. Too big? You ate a whole tomahawk steak?
No, I didn't eat a whole one. I watched Christian and Louie eat one.
I was going to say, I've never. I would love to, but I'm
it's
too busy.
It's insane. It looks like
Did
it's
they
out
start
of the
on one end and the other at the like Lady and the Tramp?
It was cute.
I'm too busy ordering my chick cuts of meat.
Go eat some big ham.
Also, this text, which has nothing to do with anything, but it'll make Mego feel better. 701.
Then they argued over the bone. They were like,
Mego, listen up. It's 701. Greg Hill pronounced Elliot Wolf's name. Wolf.
Can we track that down, Ryan? I know you don't have that much to
do back
there.
Was that a tribute to Mego, though?
I don't know. Was it? Yeah, did he do it on purpose?
Because Hillman's from around here.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have some
he
sort of regional accent.
He must be listening a lot.
Because, yeah.
You know, when you hear somebody's accent, you start kind of picking it up and imitating it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How come Arkand and I haven't started doing that?
Because you guys don't listen to me.
That's true.
Greg.
We just tune her out.
Nailed it.
Yeah. That's 1,000% it, actually. Greg Hill maybe has started to pronounce it woof.
Hmm. You got to track this down. This
is it
important.
Mocking?
Nobody on that show talks right. Come on.
So 701 feels like feels suspicious. They were back at 701 and we're right into
the Elliot Wolf
conversation.
Yeah,
interesting. Okay, maybe.
Mm.
Hey, he's tight to that clock, let me tell you.
I feel like there's probably like, you know, a 4-minute Boston song playing at that point in time or something like that. But okay.
I want to know about when the next eclipse is.
It's the third verse of I Would Walk 500 Miles by the Proclaimers.
It's a grammatical nightmare.
I mean, I literally just called it a tomahawk stock, so who am I to cast stones?
Stonk.
617-779-7937. We do have more wide receiver movement in the NFL, or at least potential wide receiver movement. More names.
Snapchat?
More names, yes. That was Juju yesterday. More names potentially unhappy with their situation. More names potentially on the move. As it continues to take shape, why does it feel like the Patriots aren't in on any of these moving parts? We'll get to it with all your phone calls next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.